uncommon denominators. I add up the times I've fantasized about women I've seen, but never spoken to, and divide that by the hours I'd drive past cemeteries, and add again the weight of breath in your mouth, measured in the ancient Tagalog word for yes. But the number always comes out the same. So I subtract the moon and the smell of incense on Good Friday, trying to connect Planck's constant to the quantum moment between a candlelit flick and the back of your neck, setting aside my seven dreams of having sex once with Tyra Banks, who tells me, God, you Filipino guys know how to make love to a woman. And even if I tally the 10,069 channels launched by satellites, which have an asymptotic relationship to the count of stones cast from her sinner's fist, raised to the power of 8 million punch clock stiffs heading home late, still the number comes out the same. And when a beggar pirouettes along an expressway center lane, swearing this won't be his last cigarette, smoke rising from the rust in his mustache, I suddenly know the acceleration of a falling body has little to do with slipping a mother into the ground or a whole greater than the sum of its parts. And if you ask what I'm doing with seven loaves and four fish multiplied by the root of a dried tamarind tree, or the coefficient of friction of a bullet on the brink of a rib, or the number of clips emptied into an unarmed Guinean man on a dark Bronx stoop, I'll tell you, I'm looking for the exact coordinates of falling in love, plus or minus the width of a single finger lost along the axis of your lips.